Then the men of Ephraim said to Gideon, "What is this thing that you have done to us, not calling upon us when you went to fight against Midian?" And they quarreled with him vehemently. But he said to them, "What have I done now in comparison with you? Is the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim not better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has handed over to you the leaders of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you?" Then their anger toward him subsided when he said that then Gideon and the 300 men who were with him came to the Jordan and crossed over, exhausted yet still pursuing. And he said to the men of Succoth, "Please give loaves of bread to the people who are following me, for they are exhausted and I am pursuing." Zebah and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. But the leaders of Succoth said, "Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna already in your hand, that we should give bread to your army?" So Gideon said, "For this answer, when the Lord has handed over to me Zebah and Zalmunna, I will thrash your bodies with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars." Then he went up from there to Penuel and spoke similarly to them. And the men of Penuel answered him just as the men of Succoth had answered. So he said also to the men of Penuel, "When I return safely, I will tear down this tower."
Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their armies with them, about 15,000 men, all who were left of an entire army of the people of the east, for the fallen were 120,000 swordsmen. Gideon went up by the way of those who lived in tents to the east of Nobar and Jogbahar, and he attacked the camp when the camp was unsuspecting. When Zebah and Zalmunna fled, he pursued them and captured the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and routed the entire army. Then Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle by the ascent of Hears, and he captured a youth from Succoth and questioned him. Then the youth wrote down for him the leaders of Succoth and its elders, 77 men. And he came to the men of Succoth and said, "Behold, Zebah and Zalmunna, about whom you taunted me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna already in your hand, that we should give bread to your men who are weary?'" Then he took the elders of the city
said they were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As the Lord lives, if only you had let them live, I would not kill you. So he said to Jether, his firstborn, rise, kill them. But the youth did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was still a youth. And Zimmer himself once said, rise up yourself and attack us, for as the man's soul is his strength. So Gideon arose and killed Zebah and Zalmunna, and took the crescent amulets which were on their camels' necks.
Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, rule over us, both you and your son's son as well, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian. But Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, nor shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Yet Gideon said to them, I would request of you that each of you give me an earring from his plunder. They had gold earrings because they were Ishmaelites. And they said, we will certainly give them to you. Shekels of gold, apart from the crescent amulet, the ear pendants, and the purple robes, which were on the kings of Midian, and apart from the neck chains that were so Midian was subdued before the sons of Israel, and they did not lift up their heads anymore. And the land was undisturbed for 40 years in the days of Gideon. Then Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Now Gideon had 70 sons who were his direct descendants, for he had many wives.
And his concubine who was in Shechem also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. Joash died
as soon as Gideon was dead, that the sons of Israel again committed infidelity with the Baals and made Baal Berith their God. So the sons of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had saved them from the hands of all their enemies on every side, nor did they show kindness.